What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
As the real estate industry continues to embrace technology solutions, online commercial real estate marketplaces have thrived on increased adoption from brokers, buyers, and sellers while iterating and evolving platform tools. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Melody Imrani and Debbie Fenner, co-founders of Buyer Vista. Buyer Vista is a platform where buyers' acquisition needs are visible only to compatible sellers, giving buyers the ability to post their needs, find their leads. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by SiteComply. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency and grow their portfolios and profits. Find out more, go to incheckapp.com. That's incheckapp.com. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Debbie about her background and what inspired her to start Buyer Vista.
So I'm Debbie. I started out in investment sales doing brokerage at Grubb & Ellis. And then shortly after, I moved to Sperry Venice, working again in brokerage doing apartment sales. It was great. I really enjoyed doing brokerage. In 2009, when the recession hit, my husband and I started a new investment company and started buying properties for ourselves. I was essentially the acquisition person. So I was handling all of the buying and then all of the selling of the properties as well for a new company. Although I was doing brokerage for many years, it was only when I started doing the acquisition side and the disposition side for our own properties when I actually realized that there is a major gap in the market, which is that properties get a lot of visibility. There are a lot of websites that show properties that are for sale, but there are no websites where the acquisition needs are.
I asked Debbie to further explain the opportunity to help acquisition teams through Buyer Vista.
By acquisition needs, I mean what an investor wants to buy, like their actual criteria. And on the agent side, when they have a client and a client tells them what they're looking to buy, that would be their acquisition. So an agent might be representing a buyer and they'd say, the agent would ask the buyer, where are you looking to buy? What price range are you looking to buy? And what asset type are you looking to buy? So that would then turn into, we would just label that as the acquisition need.
Turning to Melody, I asked her about her background and what inspired her to join forces with Debbie to start Buyer Vista.
I myself started in commercial real estate when I was about 20. When I got licensed, I went into leasing and commercial sales in Los Angeles, mainly in downtown Los Angeles. Then I switched to investment sales in West Hollywood. And then I ended up at Marcus & Millichap doing investment sales in West LA. And Debbie and I are actually sisters. So our background together is in commercial real estate sales and together in brokerage. And our family has been real estate professionals for decades. Our grandfather was a investor developer, and our father and our family here are still investors and developers. And we are continuing our traditions just with internet.
To understand more about the problem that Buyer Vista is trying to solve, I asked Debbie to talk about the challenges with the acquisition process as it stands today.
Commercial real estate in many ways started out as an old boys network where agents would take a property that was listed and just take it to a group of their own Rolodex, to their own clients in a Rolodex and then just pitch it to them. And then one of those investors would buy it. Things have changed now a lot because properties are now listed online. So there's more visibility on the property side. But there's still a long way to go. the visibility for where the buyers are is where we're lacking. The opacity of where buyers are causes big problems in the market, because when you want to buy a property, whether you're an investor or you're an agent representing an investor, nobody in the market knows what you want to buy. You have to cold call, you have to network, you have to send out email blasts, all sorts of different approaches to tell the whole market what you want to buy. And when you're listing a property and you want to sell that property, it's also, there's a lot of opacity still. You have to spend a lot of time marketing, cold calling again, networking to find the right buyer. So we're trying to remove some of that friction in the commercial real estate industry, even within brokerage firms, because someone two doors down in another cubicle might have a pocket listing that you want that makes sense for your client, but there's no real way to connect. The network is a little bit broken. So we're trying to reduce the opacity, increase transparency, and help people connect a little bit more.
I asked Debbie if the core focus of Buyer's Vista is to help buyers source off-market deals or give sellers an opportunity to match with the right buyer efficiently.
So although this platform is fantastic for off-market properties, it also works for on-market properties. If there's a property that's off-market, of course, it's very difficult to market. So if you are able to use a platform like ours and you can see who's a compatible match, that's great. But you can also use it for on-market properties. If your property is on market and you can very easily see compatible investors, you could, because we also allow principals to post as well as agents, then it reduces days on market. It reduces your need for marketing and the scattershot approach of finding that needle in a haystack buyer. So we think that it's a great tool for both on and off market deals.
With the proliferation of commercial real estate marketplaces, what makes Buyer Vista unique?
So the rest of the current marketplaces that are being developed to focus on the commercial real estate space are still focusing on the listing, not so much the disposition needs or where the buyers are. They are still a tool for just brokerage firms or people that have licenses within the field. Our approach and our technology is to help the general population of investors within the commercial real estate space. So it's a virtual marketplace that is being developed to connect truly the entire network, whether it's national or within the next few years, nationwide, bringing investor dollars in. You can reach those markets without having to have a developed network.
I asked Debbie about Buyer Vista's competition.
We have some competitors. There's Real Capital Markets. There's Brevitas, who also focus a little bit on buyers' needs, but it's still a little bit different because we're using an algorithm-based matchmaking site. We're using an algorithm-based platform, sort of like a dating site. We don't find that there are any other platforms out there who are doing it quite like we are. And we are solely focused on the buyer's needs. So the difference between us and everyone else is that, first of all, our buyer's needs are real time. We're not guessing. We're not scraping. We're not using any predictive analytics. We're using where people are posting their own actual needs. So that's quite unique. The algorithm, which matches people, that's something that we also find is pretty unique.
Melody and Debbie's previous experience has been focused on commercial real estate. I asked Debbie how they went about developing technology to solve acquisition and disposition needs.
We were very blessed that we had a great network of people that we were acquainted with who helped us get the technology going. First and foremost, I have a friend named Ben Nazarian who had also launched a technology site. He is one of the founders of Qualcomm, and knows both real estate and technology. So he was my first step. I went to him and he gave me great advice on how to build out a platform. Then I was acquainted with a man named Tony Carr. He was the original CTO for eHarmony, and he became an advisor, and he actually built out the initial initial platform for Buyer Vista. And from there, I reconnected with Jason Nazar, who was the founder of DocsDoc. He was a childhood friend, and he also, him and his wife, Sanaz, helped me with building out my first wireframes and gave me great advice on how to build out a platform. So with great advice from the startup ecosystem, I was able to put it all together and bring out a great product for our users.
Walk me through the process that a Buyer Vista user will experience on their platform. So I go to buyervista.com, and then what happens?
We don't define between buyer or seller. Our users are one and the same. A broker could have a buyer's need or be representing a listing, or as an investor, you could have a disposition need or are in the middle of a 1031 exchange and have an acquisition need. So you enter the platform the same way. You then, if you are a buyer, you enter the platform on the buyer side and you disclose where you're looking to purchase, how much you're looking to purchase, and the asset type. Some background about you yourself, what makes you most attractive to a seller or a broker to reach out to you, and that's it. You wait for a seller to call you. Once they get their match, that fits the same exact criteria of the property that you have requested to connect with.
I asked to expand on the topic of user experience.
So it's important to note that the buyer, once they fill out their criteria, they don't ever see the seller. They just, as we like to say, they sit back, they could drink a pina colada, and the seller will reach out to them. That's because if there is a pocket listing or an off-market property on the site, we protect the seller's identity and their address, the address of the property, because they probably wouldn't want that to be disclosed. So this is our way of protecting the sellers so that they can feel comfortable. So the buyer just sits back and the seller or the listing agent reaches out to the buyer. That's why we call it a reverse market.
Building a marketplace is a chicken or the egg challenge, which requires both buyers and sellers to create a viable marketplace. I asked Debbie what kind of demand, opportunities, or deal flow a user could expect to see from the site today.
We find that both brokers as well as investors are entering the platform on both sides, because an investor will oftentimes be selling a property as well as buying a property. And agents as well have the same benefit. They will be representing a buyer as well as having a listing. So they can both enter on both sides of the platform. In terms of deal flow, we've been seeing a great, tremendous, phenomenal connections being created. We had a Sperry Van Ness agent who posted a $17 million senior living house in Hemet, California. And he was immediately, within one day, connected with two of the largest investors in Los Angeles. And that was really great for him because he had two investors ready to go. There was another agent who was new to the market and didn't have a Rolodex of clients to reach out to for one of his listings. And he was also connected with very reputable investors in the Los Angeles market. Those investors were probably people who would not have just taken his call because of gatekeepers, and he was able to get their contact information and make a warm call to them. So we find that agents are making great contacts, and we're very happy for them.
I asked Debbie about Buyer Vista's current user base, how many registered users, geographies they play in, any metrics that will help tell the story of Buyer Vista's launch to where they are today.
Early last year, and we had within about 3 months over $750 million worth of acquisitions needs posted, which really blew us away. We found that people were very excited to have a place to post their acquisition needs. We took that feedback that we got from the market, went back and remodeled the site. We just brought it back out to market about a month ago, and we have about 500 users currently. We're looking to grow to about three times that amount by the end of this year, and we're getting great traction. When I tell investors that I see just on the street, people that I know about the site, they literally give me a high five, so excited that they can reduce some of their effort and have deals brought to them. So we're very excited to be bringing the service to people.
I asked Debbie to explain Buyer Vista's business model.
to the way Buyer Vista is making money is by charging the sellers by having them pay $50 to do a search for buyers. And it's a very, very nominal fee right now because we are looking to attract more and more people so that we can create the network event, the network effect. And we will be moving to a subscription model, like a yearly subscription model as well.
I asked Debbie if there are any fees, like a referral fee, for instance, once the deal is complete.
We're looking to only be a pay-per-post or a subscription model. That may change within the next year or two, but as of right now, that's the model we're looking at. And we do not handle any of the transaction or any of the documentation currently. That is something that we might be looking to partner up with people down the road. We want to stay focused on our core value, which is bringing visibility to the acquisition need.
I asked Debbie what success looks like for Buyer Vista over the next 12 months.
Having many brokerage firms sign on. We're in conversations right now with several different brokerage firms who want to connect their own network with the greater market nationally. So success would be having many of these brokerage firms sign on and getting a large ecosystem connecting with people. For us, our user success is our success.
I asked Debbie and Melody about the most popular geographies and asset types that are being searched and executed on Buyer Vista.
We were focusing on Southern California just because of where we are located and where our network is. A few months after that, we expanded to marketing to all of California. And with the relaunch about a month ago, we can support nationwide matching. So our marketing efforts and our users are nationwide from California to New York. Regarding assets, we have properties posted in every type of market, from secondary to tertiary markets as well. An array of apartments to, as Debbie said, senior housing and hotels. Price points are starting at $100,000 to $27 million. So there's an array, there's a buyer and a seller for everyone on our platform.
We've had people make matches in New Jersey and California, as well as in Texas. So we're finding that throughout the country, people are wanting to match through our platform. And in terms of assets, we find that mostly right now we're seeing a lot of interest in multifamily, but there is interest for every asset type, as well as every asset class.
And as investment strategies change, with our economy changing, we see that there's a lot of cross-state border investors. So we are able to facilitate those networks that are constantly changing and didn't exist before.
Going beyond the next 12 months, I asked Debbie and Melody, what's the next big thing on Buyer Vista's roadmap?
We have a really diverse feature roadmap ahead of us to make communications easier, document sharing easier, scheduling easier, but as well as partnering with brokerage firms and developing software and features for their internal use. Those are going to come from whatever they feel would be best for their brokers and whatever client product they fit.
We've also had conversations that we thought would be amazing to integrate with in the future, to be able to make a match and then actually complete the transaction online with a few clicks of the button. They'd be able to handle escrow as well as title online. So that's a bit far out, but that's an interesting avenue for us as well. So once they match, you'd be able to, you know, complete the transaction online. That'd be very exciting.
I asked Debbie and Melody if there is anything we didn't touch on that was important for our listeners to know.
Things are definitely changing with our society. Our habits are changing. And with that, the way we want to invest in real estate is changing as well. And we are trying to support that change in the market and in the world. People used to network in person. Now they want to network online. People used to want to make phone calls. Now they want to text or speak through email. And we also find that Buyer Vista can support those changes in society. People don't need to fly across the country to make real estate deals happen. They can meet online, just like the dating world has changed. We also find that real estate matchmaking can also change. You don't need to be in a room to network. You can do that online. And it's a shame that buyers have not had visibility in the market until now. That's a whole half of the market that doesn't have a voice. And that only slows things down and makes things more difficult. We want to bring a voice to the buyers so that investors can have an easier time matchmaking. And this will work in both as the market slows down and as the market picks up. It's always a valuable tool to be able to connect with people easier.
We are making a network where it's essentially buyers without barriers. And it gets easier to say that every day because virtual marketplaces like Buyer Vista have been growing in other sectors where algorithm marketplaces connect people. So like Airbnb, Uber, I don't specifically want to reference those, but those have significantly changed the marketplace and how people are able to get through their everyday lives. So with the maximum amount of curation and access, no matter what kind of investor or broker you are, there will be a network for you on our platform.
Great to connect with Debbie Fenner and Melody Emrani of Buyer Vista today. Buyer Vista is a revolutionary site where the model for commercial real estate investing is reversed. Buyers and their agents get visibility by posting what they want to buy, and proactive sellers and listing agents can make the first move. Once a seller registers the property they are selling, they get alerts when matching buyers appear. Deals done easier, faster, and smarter. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Melody and Debbie's pursuit to build a buyers-focused commercial real estate platform. Find out more about Melody, Debbie, and Buyer Vista in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.